Blog Talk Radio.
After this moment,
I won't go back. Can't go back to the way.
Yeah.
my. Can't go back. Well, help us, Holy Spirit. My.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Can't go back. My.
Good morning. Thank the Lord for another Monday morning.
Yeah.
Good morning,
my brother. Good morning.
Yes,
good morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning. Another good morning, Brother Randy.
Yeah,
we think about the songwriter said you just can't, don't want to go back. You know, you've been somewhere, you know what I'm talking about. You don't want to go back.
Some places wasn't a happy time for you, Brother Eric, so you don't want to go back.
Yeah.
I can almost stand up for anybody on this line and say they've been in some situations and some places that they didn't deserve to be in or didn't like being in, Brother Eric, you know?
Right.
It wasn't desirable.
Right.
You know? It wasn't a vacation for him. It wasn't the Bahamas. It wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
It was some slums and some back alleys and some, you know.
Yes, sir.
Some tight situations, man, you know.
Yes, sir.
My.
He said, no more change. He said, I've been delivered. That's what he said.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about this morning, man, about salvation of the lost souls.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation of the lost souls. There's so many people that's lost out here, Brother Eric.
Yeah, Lord.
I
just
want to pray for the lost souls this morning. The lost. Lost souls this morning. You know, it's like a lot of people is trend followers. They see you doing this over here, so they gonna do it, Brother Eric. Or they see this going over here, they want to be involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you that we need to pray for the salvation of the lost souls.
That's it, man. That's it.
Praise God. We need to pray for the salvation of the lost souls this morning, because it's a lot of lost people out here around us. Well, that can raise the red flag, Brother Eric, that how our way of following Christ and of being of Christ and of being, you know, trying to live holy and trying to live a life worthy of God is the right way, Brother Eric. That's what they ask us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what they ask us, Brother Eric, because they lost. They don't know no better.
Come on, man.
Oh. They raise that question to us, Brother Eric.
Yes, sir.
How do we know that the way we going and the direction we going is the correct way?
Because
the Bible tell us it is, Brother Eric.
The word of
God tell us that it is.
Yes, sir.
I'm here to tell you right now that everything going on in this world around us, God and the prophets foretold it long ago, Brother Eric. It's in the 66 that we sit in front of us every day. Oh, help
yes,
me.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so if you believed it yesterday, why not believe it today? If you can read it yesterday and it said what was going to happen on yesterday happened yesterday, why not believe it today, Brother Eric?
Come on now.
I'm on something this morning, my brother.
Yeah. God bless.
For the lost souls, my brother. We need
yes,
to pray.
Sir. I like that,
for
man.
The lost souls. My. Father God, we come before you as humble as we can this morning. Lord, just thank you again for another Monday. Another
yes.
chance to get it right, Lord. Another chance to start our week off right.
Mm.
Kingdom
mm.
building. Serving you and worshiping you, Lord.
Mm.
Lord, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus for the lost. I'm praying, Father
yeah.
God, that you send people in our path, Father God, that can speak the word of God boldly to, that can transform them, renew them, and turn them from the snares of the devil, but turn them in the direction of you, Lord, today.
Right.
Lord, I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you be with us, that you touch us in a mighty way, that you give us the right words to say, Lord, at the right time, Father God, to deliver a soul, Lord. Lord, I'm praying, Father God, for each and every man and woman under the sound of my voice. I'm praying, Father God, that you use us in a mighty way, Father God, to advance the kingdom of God. That you use us, Father God, to be instruments, Father God, of your word. That our words that we speak is not of us, but is of you. And that they be sweet to somebody's ears that need to turn away from the devil and turn it towards you today, Lord. Lord, we praying right now in the name of Jesus. For our cities, Lord, for our nation, Lord, for our government, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you continue to just help the believers, Lord, stand up, Lord, and be powerful in speech, Lord, and be powerful in your word, Lord, to save and deliver and move every mountain and break every chain, Lord, and continue to use the word of God as a sword, Father God, to slice to pieces the enemy. On this day, Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. So I'm praying that the meditation of my mind, the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight right now. Lord, I'm praying that you use us in a mighty way to be workmen and to be workmen of your workshop and to be strong in your word and to be mighty in power, Lord, right now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen and thank God. My. I want to talk about salvation of the lost souls today. Salvation of the lost souls today.
My.
Listen to what the prayer reads like, Brother Ed. Listen to what it reads like. Salvation of the lost. Listen to what it reads like. Father, it is written in your word. First of all, then I admonish and urge prayer that petitions, prayers, and intercession and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all men. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. All men. Therefore, Father, we bring the lost of the world this day, Brother Ed. We bring the lost of the world this day. Every man, every woman, every child from here to the farthest corner of the earth before you. We bring them all before you this morning, Father God. As we intercede, we use our faith, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, Father, we know that Satan would prevent this from hearing. We know that Satan will prevent those from hearing the truth, if possible. We know this, Father God. We are human, but we don't wage war with human plans and methods. We don't wage war with human plans and methods. We use God's mighty weapon to knock down the devil's stronghold. Hell, help me, Holy Spirit. With these weapons, we break down every proud argument that keeps people from knowing God. Oh, listen to me to hear, brother. It says, with these weapons, we conquer their rebellious ideas and teach them to obey Christ today. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We ask the Lord of the harvest to thrash the perfect labors across these lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way.
All right.
so that they will listen and understand it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, you're awesome.
We believe that they will not be able to resist the wooing of the Holy Spirit. For you, Father, bring them to repentance by your goodness and love.
That's it. That's it.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We confess that they shall see who have never been told of Jesus. They shall understand who have never heard of Jesus, Brother Ed. They shall come out of the snares of the devil who has held them in captivity.
Uh-oh.
They shall open their eyes and turn from darkness to light. For the power of Satan from the power of Satan to you, O God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God.
Well, you on something with that one?
My. It's a lot of lost souls out here, Brother Ed.
Yes, it is. It is.
Lost souls out here.
Yes, it is.
My.
You on something there. You on something there.
We want to pray for salvation for the lost souls this morning.
Come on with it.
We want to pray for salvation for deliverance. So together. The devils have a hold on some people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My.
Yeah, he got a hold.
My first scriptorial stop, Brother Ed, is going to be over in 1 Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
1 Timothy.
Yes, sir.
1 Timothy chapter 2, and I'm going to start at verse 1. May God be in the blessings of his word. It reads like this in the New International Version of the Bible. It says, I urge then, first of all, that petition and prayer, intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness, Brother Ed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it read like. This is good and pleases God, our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Word, Brother Edge. Who wants all people to be saved, he said, and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Listen to what it read like. For there is one God and one mediator God in mankind.
Oh.
The man, Christ Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, who gave himself as a ransom for all people.
Mm-hmm.
This has now been witnessed to at the proper time.
Yes, sir.
And for this purpose, I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth. I am not lying.
Uh-oh,
it's in the word. And the truth and faithful teacher of the Gentiles.
That's it.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen what it reads like, brother. I like this. I like 8. Therefore, I want the man everywhere to pray. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it reads like. I'm getting excited about, brother.
Yeah.
I want the man everywhere to pray. Lifting up holy hands without argue, without anger and dispute. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Listen
to what it read like, Brother Eric. Therefore, I want man everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger and dispute. Oh, he don't want us to be out here rioting and tearing stuff down and fighting against each other and fighting against the police. Listen to what it read like. It's in the word. Thank you, Brother Eric. Help me, Holy Spirit. Therefore, I want the man everywhere to pray, Brother Eric, lifting up holy hands without anger or dispute.
Mm-hmm.
I also want the women to dress modestly and decency and property. It says, adoring themselves, not with elaborate hairstyles of gold or pearls or expensive clothes, Brother Eric. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But with good deeds for women who profess to worship God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Uh-oh. It's in the book.
My. Mm.
It's the book.
Mm.
It's in the book.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's in the book.
He want us to he want us to be peaceful, Brother Eric, in times like this.
In times like
this. He want us to be peaceful in times like this.
Yes, sir. I like that. Good word.
Stick your finger right there, brother. Go over 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians first. Go over 2 Corinthians. Chapter 10.
Start at verse 1.
Yes, Lord. I like that. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Listen, whatever you like, my brother. May God be in the blessing of his word. It says, by the humility and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. I, Paul, who am timid when face to face with you, but bold towards you when away. Help me, Holy Spirit. I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be as bold as I expect to be towards some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. Oh, my God.
Come on, man. Well, you on something,
man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen one second. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does, Brother Eric. We don't wage war as the world does. Help me, Holy Spirit. This is why we need to pray for the lost souls right now. This is why we need to pray for the people that's out here just doing all kinds of evil things and doing things that don't even make no sense.
Yeah.
It says, we do not listen to what it read like.
Mm-hmm.
I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be bold as I expect to be towards some people who think that we live by the standards of this world, Brother Eric.
It's in the book.
For though we live in this world, we do not wage war as the world does. Listen to what it reads like. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world, Brother Eric.
Come on.
On that contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretense that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captivity every thought that makes it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience. Once you disobey, your disobedience is complete. You are judging by appearance.
If anyone is confident
that they belong to Christ, Brother Eric, listen to what it reads like. They should consider again that we belong to Christ just as much as they do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So even if I boast somewhat freely about the authority the Lord gave us for building you up rather than tearing you down, I would not be ashamed of it.
Come on, man.
My.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Are you on something now?
I do not want to seem to be trying to frighten you with my letter. For some say his letters are weighty and forceful. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But in person, he is unimpressive and has speaking amount of nothing. My. Such people should realize that what we are in our letters when we are absent, we will be in our action when we are present.
Come on now. Well, you on some.
We do not dare to classify compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. We, however, will not boost beyond proper limits, but will confine our boosting to the smearing of service God himself has assigned to us, Brother Ed.
Yes, that's it. You own some. You own some. What a word.
A share that also includes you.
Yes, Jesus.
We are not going to. We are not going too far in our boosting, as would be the case if we had not come to you. For we did get as far as you with the gospel of Christ. Neither do we go beyond our limits by boosting of work done by others. Our hope is that as your faith continues to grow, oh help me, Holy Spirit, our sphere of activity amongst you will greatly expand. Oh help me, Holy Spirit. We can preach the gospel in the region beyond you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, it's awesome.
For we do not want to boast about work already done in someone else's territory. But let the one who boost in the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. For it is not the one who commands himself who is approved, but the one who the Lord commands.
That's it.
Put your finger right there, brother, and go to Matthew.
Okay.
Verse chapter 9, Matthew chapter 9.
All right.
We'll start at verse 35. Salvation for the lost souls, Brother Eric. Salvation for the lost souls. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it read like. I'm gonna start up a few verses. I'm gonna start at 32. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and could not talk, was brought to Jesus. The man that was demon-possessed who could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke, Brother Eric. The man who had been mute spoke, Brother Eric. The crowd was amazed and said, nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But the Pharisees said, it is by the prince of demons that he drove out demons. Listen to what it read like. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in the synagogues. Brother Ed, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healed and healing every disease and sickness. Oh, it's a meeting here, my brother. I got to read that one more time. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. Oh, watch this, Brother Eric. When he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them. Oh, because they were harsh, they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. This is what it reads like the lost souls, Brother Eric. I'm going somewhere. When he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and hopeless, and they were harassed and helpless, like lost, like sheep without they shepherd, like lost sheep, Brother Ed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then he said to his disciples, listen to what he said. It's written in red. Brother Lee always tells me when it's written in red, it's the Lord speaking. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My brother always tells me when it's written in red, it's the Lord. Listen to what he said. The harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. As the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. My.
Uh-oh.
See, he saw
Uh-oh.
The lost. Oh, but he grabbed hold to him, Brother Eric. See, we got to pray for them lost souls. Oh, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. We got to pray. We got to pray for him. He said when he saw him, Brother, I like 36. When he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them, Brother Eric, because he knew they was lost. He knew they didn't know what to do. He knew because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without their shepherd. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My. Then he told the disciples, the harvest is plenty, but we ain't got enough workers, Brother Ed. He said, the harvest is plenty, but we just ain't got enough. We ain't got enough help. We need them to come on in. We need them lost souls to come on in to advance the kingdom of God, to do things for God now, for Christ. We need them souls to come on in and kingdom build, Brother Eric.
Yes, sir.
He said, we got plenty of harvest. We got plenty of work, but we ain't got no workers, Brother Eric. We ain't got nobody to go out and proclaim the good news of the gospel. We ain't got enough people going out to confess God. We ain't got enough people going out to speak the word of God boldly to the lost and to convert people over to Christ, Brother Eric. We ain't got enough. He said, we got plenty of work to do out there, but we ain't got enough workers. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My.
So ain't enough laborers out there, huh?
Get a lot of
people out there, ain't nobody laboring. Nobody laboring, huh? That's what you're telling me?
My God.
Okay.
My.
Yeah.
Well, Romans 15, I'm going to start that verse. Romans 15 and 14, Brother Eric.
15 and 14?
15 and 14, yeah. Romans 15 and 14.
Gotcha.
My. Paul again over here. Listen what it reads like. It says, I myself am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that you yourself are full of goodness, filled with the knowledge and repentance, and to instruct one another. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what I read like. Yet I have written you quite boldly on some points to remind you of them again because of the grace God gave me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles. Uh-oh. He gave me the priestly duty of proclaiming, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, the gospel of God so that the Gentiles may become an offering acceptable to God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Brother, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen what it reads like. Therefore, I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God. I will not virtue to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentiles to obey God by what I have said and done. My. By the power of signs and wonders, through the power of the Spirit of God.
My.
So from Jerusalem all the way around the leprosy, I fully proclaim the gospel of Christ Jesus. It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what Paul says.
You hear what he said?
Oh, listen to what he said, brother. Listen to what he said, Brother Eric. Listen to what he said. It had always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Rather, as it is written, those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand. This is why I have often been hindered from coming to you. Lost souls, brother Eric. Lost souls. Oh my God.
I like that. Pretty good, man.
But listen to what he read like in 23.
Come on, man.
He don't stop, Brother Ed. It said, but now that there is no more place for me to work in this region, and since I have been longing for many years to visit you, I plan to do so when I go to Spain. Paul said, I hope to see you while passing through, and to have you assist me on my journey there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, after I have enjoyed your company for a little while. Now, however, I am on my way to Jerusalem in the service of the Lord's people there. See, Paul was doing ministry, brother. Paul was moving on. Once they got it, he moved on to somewhere else that didn't have it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. He dropped that seed there.
He dropped the seed there. You know what, brother? This word of God is something else, man. You know, I just get so excited when I read it, man. It's like fire shot up in the bones, like Jeremiah said. It just gets me excited, man.
Jeremiah even said, when you eat it, it says joy, and you rejoice you eat it.
Oh,
yeah. You rejoice while you eat it.
Yes, Lord. My. I'm almost done, my brother. I got one more, and I'm going to get out the way. Second Timothy.
Stay with it.
Second Timothy. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Chapter 2. Verse, I'm going to start at verse 20.
Two and 20.
Okay. 2 and 20. This is what it read like. Matter of fact, I'm going to start at verse 19. It says, nevertheless, foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription. The Lord knows those who are his, Brother Ed. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Sure know it.
Everyone who confessed the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. Listen to what it read like. In a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay.
Come on, man.
Some are for special purposes, and some are for common use. Those who cleanse themselves for the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, flee the evil desires of your youth and pursue righteousness. Flee the evil desires of your youth and pursue righteousness. Oh, 1 second. Somebody called my phone. And pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, Brother Ed.
Yes, sir.
Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servants must not be quarrelsome, but but must be kind in every way, able to teach, and not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the traps of the devil. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Who has taken them captive to do his will, Brother Ed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. You want something?
Who has taken them captive to do his will. We pray that we pray that the lost souls, the souls that the devil have taken in captivity, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that they be released right now. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Oh, we praying that they be released right now in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord.
My. We praying that they be renewed right now, and they repent from their wicked ways, and they turn from their wicked ways, and they drop their cross and follow Christ right now.
Yes,
right
Lord.
Now this minute, Brother Ed.
In Jesus' name, Lord.
Oh, yes. We praying that the chain be broken. We praying that it be loosened. We praying that the door be open. We praying that the devil don't have no hold on our people no more. Right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
My. Hallelujah. I believe it's done already, Brother Ed. I believe God's going to move in a mighty way right now in the name of Jesus.
Lord, he
see him standing over there in a large crowd, Brother Ed.
Lost.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Lost like sheep looking for his master. He see him over there. He want him to come on in.
Good word.
May God be in the blessings of his word, my brother. May God be in the blessings of his word.
Good word, bro. Good word.
My brothers.
Top of the morning.
There you go. I've been listening. I just couldn't come in. I came in when I could. But don't stop right there, my brother. I hear you hollering at God be the glory. Stay in Second Timothy. Say that for me. But go back.
Where you want me to go?
Stay in Second Timothy. I don't want you to leave Second Timothy yet. But I want you to go back a minute. I want you to go back to verse 21. Bro Eric, if you will, would you grab? Bro Eric, grab first.
Hey, Brother D.
Yes, sir.
I'm at the job. I've been holding on though. I'm at the job. Keep praying for me though.
I've been listening. I just listening.
No, you good. But I'm at this job. So I'm with you.
I know you can't scream. You can't yell like you like to. I understand that.
I want my brother.
I want my brother out of King James Version. You know, me and Brad, we old school. I'm stuck on that. I want him to grab verse 21. And after he grabbed verse 21, I want him to skip down to verse 23. I want to put those two together. Let's see how that shape up. Let's do verse 21 and 23.
Listen what it read like in 21. Luke and the King James Version. It says, if a man therefore purge himself, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto good works. Every good work. Holy Spirit. Yeah. I like that.
Now what did verse 23 say? After he done that, what 23 says?
One more time so we get it clear. It says, if a man, therefore, purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work.
Good work. Now, as he did all that, he prepared for good work. What is 23 saying?
It says, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender sacrifices. And the servant of the Lord must not to God strive.
Yes, sir.
But be gentle unto all men.
Is it, able to teach.
A point to teach. Yeah.
Patience and meekness.
And
doing.
Instructing,
yes, sir,
those that oppose themselves.
At 25.
If God,
you went there,
the adventure will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth.
Truth. Stop right
that
there.
They may recover themselves out of the snares of the devil.
The devil. After being captured by him to do his will.
Oh yeah.
Now, we heard that out of King James. I don't want to hold you guys long. I know this ain't my show. I'm in the way. But, brother, I want y'all to see how I read this old funny Bible I got here. Watch this here. This is a funny Bible. I want to get the King James first. This old Bible here says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use. Set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work.
Good work, yes.
You know, I asked you to skip down to 25. Now, he's ready for good work. Now, after getting ready, look what 23 says. He's ready now. See, he didn't cleanse himself. He didn't purge himself. He said, having nothing to do with foolishness, covetousness. You know that they breed quarrels. You know what them things do. All that he just asked you to have nothing to do with, he's showing you what it does. It festers into a fight.
Yeah,
okay, then after you get there, he turns around and he says, and the Lord. After you got rid of all that stuff there, see, you're getting yourself away from it because he told you to have nothing to do with it. You're getting away,
You're getting yourself away from foolishness and evilness and covetousness. He said, had nothing to do with it. He said, and the Lord. The servant must not be quarrelsome. In other words, must not be angry. That's all he's trying to say. Don't stay mad all the time. Don't go around looking for trouble. Don't go around trying to kick against the prick. That's really what he's trying to tell you to do.
Yeah.
He says, but be kind to everyone, able to teach patience in doing evil.
My.
Correcting his opponent. See, Bro Eric can correct Brother D. Brother Randy gonna do it with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance. And then he told him what he's doing. See, when God gives you repentance, he gives you for a reason. Because then he says, learning leading to a knowledge of the truth. See, once you try to tell him, well, once they done got rid of all that mess, what you're doing. Because see, all 23 is telling you how to get rid of mess. He said, having nothing to do with foolishness, mess, ignorance, mess, covenants, mess. Once you get rid of all that, then God gives you knowledge into the truth.
Brother D,
Come on, my brother.
Since you did,
I'm sorry.
Stay right there. So you mean to tell me, and Brother Randall, he ain't on the phone, just me and you. You mean to tell me that I need to stay away from all that arguing, that fussing, all these old crazy courses, because all they're going to do is start up some fighting. We're going to be fighting, fussing, right?
He told us what to do with that, didn't he? He said, having nothing to do with it.
My.
He told us exactly what to do with it. Have nothing to do with that mess. That's all he's saying. Getting rid of having nothing to do with foolishness, mess, ignorance, mess, covenants, mess. That's all it is. He said, you know that they breed quarrels. What is quarrels? Me and you into it. We arguing. That's all we do. Quarrels. Don't you have nothing to do with that. Don't you remove yourself from it.
My. Lord, help me.
Hey, y'all ain't gonna believe. I got some fools. Can I do it?
Come on, brother.
Y'all still there?
We're right here.
Okay. I know y'all hang up on me.
Always learning and never able to arrive. Brother Marvin.
There's too many of you.
Yay.
Brother, there's far too many of you. Die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right on.
everybody thinks we're at home. Oh, but who are they?
Who are they to judge?
Hey, y'all go ahead, man. You good, I'm gone.
Song ahead of his time, my brother.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is going a little off course here, but I just happen to see it. And I think when you keep seeing it, and I feel like the Lord has asked you to speak on it, you keep seeing it. Look what 2 Timothy says. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture. Now, that reads a little different than the King James Version, but here it says, it's breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
Good work. Yes,
that,
Lord,
you know,
yes, sir.
I find so many people have taken their scripture just totally out of context. You know when the Bible says reproof, that scripture right there says reproof. Do you believe
yes,
that's
sir.
The reproof, the Bible? Because I truly believe that's the reproof me. You know what?
I think you got the other way around.
Correction?
No. You got to make the Bible fit you. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. It says, when that scripture says for correction,
I believe
that's for the Bible to correct me. I don't believe
it's
for me to correct the Bible. When that scripture says for training in righteousness, I don't believe I can make the Bible right. And I don't believe because he said that his word be true and every man be alive. So I believe his word is already right. I believe that scripture is meant for me to work on me.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I believe in. I could be wrong, but I just believe that scripture for me to work on me.
No, you own it.
I know that in old King James Version it said for doctrine and reproof.
Yeah.
It's for me to doctor on me with the word. And if you go back to what Brother Randall was giving this morning, you'll see that's exactly what they did.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself, he doctored on himself.
Yes, sir.
For what is dishonorable? He want to get rid of that mess. He will be a vessel for honorable use. I believe that's just what it's saying. To correction. See, if I take out the word cleansiness, I can add the word correction. And said, therefore, if anyone corrects himself.
My.
I mean, it's right there in black and white. It's right there in black and white. It really is. We have a tendency to always want to holler about who wrote the Bible. Is man really? But he spoke on that. So it was written off of his inspiration. He was guiding the hand. I just don't understand. Sometimes I really don't. I get a little lost sometimes.
Oh yeah, God bless, man. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Why are you there, 2 Timothy? Would you go back up to 19 for me? I'm sorry. I'm out the way. If you do this for me, I won't say nothing else. If you do this, I won't say nothing else. I'll be through.
Uh-huh.
If you just do that for me. You just go back to 2 Timothy 19. I'll leave it alone. I'll leave it alone after that. I'll leave it alone.
2 Timothy, verse
2 Timothy,
chapter 2, verse
19.
I'll step over there.
I'll leave it alone.
16.
I won't say no more if you just give it that nigga here. I'll be through.
19. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stand firm, filled with this inscription. The Lord knows those who are His, and everyone who confess the
name
of the Lord.
Iniquity. Now, Brer, I don't care nothing about Look here, I don't care nothing about. I care, but I don't care about this first paragraph. It's that last fragment of a paragraph, really, that makes you want to look in the mirror. Says that everyone whose name the name of the Lord depart. You know, when you go to the airport, they have arrival and they have departure. Arrival, you coming in. Departure means you leaving. So I believe he's telling you to leave something. And then he goes on to tell you what he wants you to leave. He says, and that reason is different than King James, but this old Bible I got here says, depart from iniquity. That's what it says in this verse now. I don't know what it says in another, but that's what it says in this one. In other words, God in so many scriptures, so many passages in this Bible, he has tried, he don't try, he has done, it's up to us to try. He has told us in so many scriptures to get away from this mess. Stop letting Satan be the ruler over your life. He done told us it. Just to. It's him and it's Satan. I had a young man tell me yesterday or day before yesterday that Satan and God could dwell in the same place. And I said, it's just not possible.
You know, hey, Brother D, only time I know Satan and God it was in the same place is right now, because he's sitting before the God right now accusing the brethren. He's accusing, and Jesus standing there and said that by the blood of their testimony, they overcome. So that's the only time I know that they're together, you know, when they was talking
yes,
about
sir.
One of them. Yeah, yeah.
Well, hey, Brad, outside, I'm like you now, outside of when they was talking about each other, Christ himself said they can't dwell in the same place. Look what he says. He says he will not dwell in an unclean temple. But see, you can't get it if you don't learn how to rightly what? Divide the word of truth. I heard a young man got into a real nasty way just the other day because he kept saying, you trying to put Christ, you saying Christ when the Bible said husband. He not saying you, he's saying Christ. No, you got to learn how to divide the word of truth. Once you learn how to divide the word of truth, then you learn how to accept the word of truth. And the word cannot lie. He said he won't dwell. Okay, what is God's temple? Well, let's take the word temple out. Let's take the word temple. We'll put something in that everybody can understand. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And he said, the gates of hell should not prevail against it. Okay. When we speak of hell, what do we speak of being in hell? Who do we speak of as the leader of hell? Some things are just plain those on your face. We tie hell in with Satan. We've been taught for 100,000 years that hell is a place of no peace, of forever burning. It's a place of damnation. It's a place that we don't want to go. Well, he said, upon this rock, I build my church. Okay. The gates of hell should not prevail against it. Okay. Then he says he will not dwell in an unclean temple. Well, the gates of hell got to be unclean then. Because now, wait a minute, Brad. I read somewhere where he says nothing unclean shall inherit the what?
The kingdom of heaven.
So he got to be talking about Satan when he's talking about unclean. You got to be talking about Satan. You are allowed with Satan to have place in my temple. So I can't be there because you let Satan be there. That's why he said, look, I said the door and I know. See, once you learn how to rightly divide the word of truth, you see how the word just shape up. He knocking at the door. I'm not in because you got Satan in there. But if you allow me to, I'll purge Satan out of you. Because I give you something, God's going to send back to you. I'll leave you something. And I'll let it work a great work in you. Ain't it what he said, bro? Have I lied yet? I believe that's what the word says.
Oh, no.
I would allow it to work a great work. So when Brother Randy went there seeing how these people, what they do, Brother Randy? It says that they got rid of that mess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what it's telling me. They got rid of that mess. Now you can dwell in. Now you fit come something. Before you wasn't worth the filter rain. Talking to the man in the mirror. I'm gone, brother. I'm gone. I don't talk too much. I didn't. I'm not here to try to take the show. I'm just being a vessel trying to help out. The name of Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, Lord. God bless you, brother.
You can't ask somebody they want to say something. They can, you know. If anybody want to come over, you know.
I want to play a song. I get it on my mind. I've been wanting to hear it all day. That's what I want to do. I want to play a song if y'all let me play it. It's just been in my head all morning.
Come on, brother.
May the work I've done speak for me. May the work I've done speak for me. When I've done the best I can and my friends don't understand, may the work I've done speak for me. May the life I live speak for me.
I just wanted to hear. Hello? Am I on mute? Hello? Is that Emily Ma? Hello?
Hey. Yeah.
I don't know what happened to my other co-hosts.
I know,
you're
they
open.
Went quiet. They went quiet.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, where'd everybody go? And I heard you, and then I didn't hear nobody else. I was like, well, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. Oh, you got something you want to say today?
Yeah, I come in like towards the end, and just how someone was talking about how people take the scripture and they turn it around and interpret it, which take out parts that they want to use and not all of them. Like if it applies to you. And so it's kind of, I see that all the time too. And I just wanted to say too, just because this world since that gentleman got killed has just gone crazy. I mean, people were not going crazy over COVID-19 and people getting sick. And now we're in a totally different world right now. And it's scary. And that, you know, I wanted to go to Georgia to see my family. Now I postponed my trip because we had people sending us video. So they had a UPS truck pulled over and vandalizing it. And just it's crazy. And, you know, I travel with kids by myself. So I'm like, well, I'm not going anywhere. And even in Lakeland, Florida, that's probably about 2 hours from our house in Tallahassee. And then I heard from people in Augusta, Georgia, all the riots that are breaking out everywhere. It's really crazy and scary that we won't even, normally if I go to work, you know, we'll leave our older kids at home so they can do things here and not be bored at our work. My husband said this morning, he's like, nobody's staying home. We're staying together because people are crazy and we got to be together. And my husband had bought me a gun, like when all this COVID started, you know, going on, because he's like, you know, we got to be able to protect ourselves. You don't know how people are crazy. And I don't even know how to shoot a gun. You know, and I'm sitting here
I'm going to say this, Ms. Emma. I don't think they're crazy. I think they just don't have salvation. They don't understand. I think it's just a lot of the devil, the adversary done got into them.
Yeah.
They lost. They lost souls. We just
they
say
are.
That. I think they lost right now. They got to find themselves. But yeah. I mean, cut you off.
No. Yeah, they're not crazy. It's just, yeah, it's like you said, you know, we're under different influences and they're lost. Like you said, they don't know. And, you know, and I believe in God and I trust in God and but, you know, you have to, it's just, I don't know. And just every day you wake up and the world's changing and it is scary. And especially if you don't know Christ. So it just pushing me more and more to cling more to that throne than anything, and making sure that my kids understand how important God is to us, especially now, to have faith and to walk in that faith. But I guess just pray for our country, our nation, you know, all these people doing all these things, and we just need to pray for them and their souls. And it's just really scary.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Really scary. But thank you for that. If anyone else want to say anything, because like I said, I'm actually driving, so I'm not gonna be able to stay on long. If anyone else want to say anything, now's the time. And if not, hold on. Somebody just hit the one button here. Hold on, Brother D. You open, Brother D. That was Eric come back. I'm sorry. But if not, we're gonna pray and then we'll play a song and get out of here. Like I said, if anyone else want to say anything, now's the time. If not, I'm gonna give a prayer and I'm gonna sign us out, because like I said, I'm actually driving down the road. All righty. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to your days, give you thanks. We also ask you to just heal the world right now. We got a lot of lost souls out there doing a lot of things. And God, we just need to strengthen you that you make everything right. I want you to bless the whole world, bless the sick shed in, bless those that came on the show and listened and spoke the word. Just God, just wrap your arms around the whole world and heal it. You know what's needed to be done. And with that being said, God, we're going to just thank you for just being God Almighty, for what you've done and what you're going to do. In any word, say amen. I'm going to play a song and get us out of here.
Oh. Amen, amen,
put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. Ooh, yes. Be encouraged. Oh, you will. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey. No matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word. Oh, 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 oh. Be encouraged. Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright. Do it, Tom!